OLTU.com,
the home of quality podcasts.
Shutters Inc. with Bruce Williams.
Hi, and welcome to episode 209 of Shutters Inc. I had an email come in from Carl Hemmings quite a few weeks ago, and I meant to include it in the last episode I put out, and my apologies, Carl, it just slipped my mind, mate. It was to do with the whole concept of 10-stop filters, which I'd been discussing for a couple of episodes. And he said, "Hi, Bruce, in regards to neutral density filters, RC Conception was telling a story of how he was running a long exposure class, and one of the photographers didn't have an ND filter, but was instead using the inbuilt multiple exposure function in camera to achieve a similar effect. Now, I haven't tried it myself, but it sounds feasible. My D700 allows 10 multiple exposures in one take." I will have to confess, I don't know how that would work, but yeah, keen to hear if any of the Nikon users who have a camera body that does, you know, that multiple exposure thing, how does that work and how does it mimic the effect of a neutral density filter? Be keen to, do you deliberately underexpose each shot? Is that the idea? Anyway, be keen to hear some feedback on that. Browsing my collection of RSS feeds today, as I am wont to do, I came across a post on Digital Photography School, and it was called "Getting the Chimp Off Your Back." And the title immediately jumped out at me because I knew exactly what it was referring to. And I think, you know, all of us are probably guilty of it to varying degrees at one time or another. It's the idea of taking a shot and immediately looking at the LCD on the back of your, you know, DSLR to check the image that you've just shot. And the guy who was writing this, a guy called Jeff Geyer, is a photographer based in Atlanta in Georgia. What he was essentially saying was, you know, yeah, we all fall into this trap of shoot, check it out, shoot another frame, check it out. And essentially he was saying, you know, that this can become a bad habit. And I wholly confess to having fallen into this bad habit myself. And what he suggests as a, just as a great exercise to A, get you out of the habit, and B, boost your self-confidence, is to, you know, go out for a walk, take your camera, and before you go, cover up the LCD screen, right? Now, what you use is up to you. Obviously, try not to use anything that's going to leave a really nasty, sticky residue on your camera when you peel it off. But basically what he's saying is, you know, go out and pretend that you're shooting with an analog camera. Go out to shoot just 24 frames, or 36 if you're feeling adventurous. And, you know, just go out, do a photo walk, and pick, you know, 24 or 36 frames that you're going to shoot, based on the things you see, and go entirely off your, you know, your picket fence through your viewfinder to gauge your shutter speed and your aperture. And obviously, you know, you've got to use your intelligence to choose what ISO you're going to shoot at. And he said, when you've done that, don't race back to your computer. Take the CF or SD card, depending on what your camera uses, to a photo lab, and don't use the kiosk where you can, you know, see the images on the screen. Hand the card over and get them to retrieve the images and print hard copies. Yeah, it might be a 1 hour service. Go off, have a coffee, come back, get your prints. The beauty of this, you know, approach is that the images you get back are going to be straight out of camera. They're not going to have been tweaked. You're not going to have had a chance to look at them and, you know, be selective about which ones you printed and which ones you just decided not to print. And it would be exactly like the days of analog where, you know, that's exactly what it was like. You didn't know what you'd got until you got that roll of film back from the lab. And he said, you know, before you do anything else, you know, get those photos back from, you know, the little 1 hour mini lab, and then go and sit down and look at them and, you know, make some notes on what settings you think you shot for those images. Yeah, maybe you'd take a pencil or a pen and you'd write on the back of the print, you know, that you think it was shot at this shutter speed and you think it was shot at that aperture. And only when you have done all that, then go home, bring your images up in Lightroom and have a look at the metadata and see how close your assessment of the printed images was in terms of actual settings compared to the real metadata embedded within the images once you pull them into, you know, Lightroom or Aperture or whatever it is that you're using. And I thought, what a great idea. And like I said, I will openly admit I'm a shocker for it. I am a shocker. And I definitely need to do this. And I do plan to do it. I don't know when I'm going to get to do it. But yeah, definitely going to give this a try because I think it would do me good. And I would imagine there's probably some people listening to this podcast who, you know, you might not admit it to your friends, but I'm sure you would admit it to yourself that occasionally you fall into this trap. You do, you know, chimp. You might not necessarily carry on like a chimp, as Joe McNally would suggest that some photographers do. Joe's always carrying on about how, you know, oh, you see these people and they take a photo and then straight away they look at the screen and they're like, woo, 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 and they're like chimpanzees. I can understand what he's talking about, but, you know, you might not act like that, but you certainly, you know, you do. You take a frame and then you check it out and you go, oh, yeah, that's okay. Nah, that's no good. And I think, yeah, it would be a very good exercise to you know, just get back to the basics of, you know, really thinking hard about the settings before you press the shutter. You know, and not having that instant feedback. Now, the one area, of course, where this is all going to fall in a screaming heap is if you're shooting with a camera that has an electronic viewfinder, you know, or if you're shooting with a digital compact which only has the LCD screen, that might be a hindrance. I mean, some of those cameras, I guess, would have optical viewfinders, but if you've got one of those that doesn't have an optical viewfinder where all you've got is the live view LCD screen, then I guess you're stuck in chimp mode forever, whether you like it or not. Anyway, I will post a link to the article in the show notes because it resonated with me and I just wanted to pass it on and just say, you know, if like me you have been guilty of it, it would certainly be a great exercise to both, you know, A, boost your confidence, and B, just get you back to those basics of, you know, really thinking about what settings you're choosing and why you're choosing those settings and how those settings will impact on the image you take. All right, that's all I wanted to talk about. I thought it was worth sharing. And yeah, any questions, comments, feedback, please drop me an email, studio@audiotu.com. And until I speak with you next, take care.
Shutters Inc., another audiotu.com quality podcast. For previous episodes, check out shuttersincpodcast.com or search the iTunes Music Store. For questions, comments, and feedback, email studio@audiotu.com.